Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 65. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rajo Vacha. Suto me Palako Brahman. Sainena Karanatmana. Vivarshita Panchavarsha Sahamatra Mahankavi. The king replied, O best of the Brahmins, I am very much addicted to my wife. I am so fallen that I have abandoned all merciful behavior, even to my son, who is only 5 years old. I banished him and his mother, even though he is a great soul and a devotee. Purport. In this verse, there are some very specific words which are to be understood very carefully. The king said that since he was very much addicted to his wife, he had lost all his mercy. This is the result of becoming too affectionate toward women. The king had two wives. The first wife was Suniti and the second was Saruchi. He was too attached to the second wife, however, so he cannot behave well with Dhruva Maharaj. That was the cause of Dhruva's leaving home to perform austerity. Although as a father, the king was affectionate towards his son, he minimized his affection for Dhruva Maharaj because he was too much addicted to his second wife. Now he is repenting that both Dhruva Maharaj and his mother, Suniti, were practically banished. Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, and since his mother was being neglected by the king, she was therefore almost banished also. The king repented having banished his boy. But Dhruva Maharaj was only 5 years old, and a father should not banish his wife and children or neglect their maintenance. Repentant over his neglect of both Suniti and her son, he was morose and his face appeared withered. According to Manu Smriti, one should never desert his wife and children. In a case where the wife and children are disobedient and do not follow the principles of home life, they are sometimes given up. But in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, this was not applicable because Dhruva Maharaj was very mannerly and obedient. Moreover, he was a great devotee. Such a person is never to be neglected, yet the king was obliged to banish him. Now he was sorry. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Daksur Mulutam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Vipasindu Vayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from Route 9 in New Jersey. Those of you who called in a little bit late, I'm in a car. We're going for the initiation ceremony of Tom and Brian. So I had to leave at 9 o'clock, which is the time of the class. So we know the story that Dhruva Maharaj was insulted because his father was overly attached to the co-wife of his mother, who is younger, and her name was Suruchi. Su means very, Ruchi means, it can be, Ruchi means taste or enjoyment. And Dhruva's mother's name was Suniti. Niti means behavior, so one who's very well behaved. And Dhruva was so insulted because of his Kshatriya spirit, his warrior spirit, that he left home, actually on the advice of Suniti, his mother, who said, the only way you can fulfill your desire is to take shelter of God, because it's so impossible. You want a kingdom greater than your grandfather, Lord Brahma, your great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. His father was Uttanapad. Uttanapad's father was Swayambhuva Manu. Was that right? Maybe, and then his father was Lord Brahma. So it was impossible. And of course, Akama Sarva Karmova, Moksha Kama Udiparadi, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta. That Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Tivrena, very forceful. Devotion, even if you have desires. Because God, what's the definition of God? Is that he's all-powerful and he's kind. If he's not all-powerful, he can't help you, and if he's not kind, he won't help you. So God is all-powerful and all-kind, and if as one surrenders unto him, he rewards accordingly. And he can fulfill even your desires. Anyway, Dhruva went to the forest and with very, very incredible determination, he's going to practice what Narada has recommended for him. And the father finds out, and Narada now is coming back to the palace, because Narada, the preacher, is compassionate. Someone asked me yesterday in a program, I could be compassionate, you know, to family and friends, but when I go to the workplace, these people are so not kind, I can't be compassionate to them. I said, well, compassion is undeserved. Mercy, you can't be merciful. Mercy is undeserved. Mercy is a good quality. It means kindness is given beyond what people deserve. And when one is a saint, he's merciful even to those who oppose him. So Narada is compassionate. So he returns and he pretends that he doesn't know. And then the king now is lamenting, because the king is also saintly. Look at his lineage. He's coming in such a great
family. But attachment can overseed judgment. That's why we have to have strong buddhi or strong intelligence to control our attachment, because our attachment may not be aligned with the truth. And most of the times it's not, or often it's not, or whatever. But it's not absolutely aligned with the truth. It's not aligned with the truth, attachment. Because attachment is from what we like, not what is right. So this is an example. Now and then we lament. A spiritual person will lament that they've acted in a way beyond their attachment. So he's lamenting, and of course, that lamentation is the key to spiritual life. Today we're going to have initiation. The first thing is tapa. Five samskaras of initiation. There's a lamentation. And that lamentation purifies one of the false ego, which is the cause of attachment. The cause of attachment is you have the wrong objective. Your faith is in controlling and enjoying the world. And when you do that, you deal with the world according to your attachments, and other people will naturally be harmed. You can't be ahimsa perfectly unless you're free from attachment or desires that exceed one's needs. You're going to look at the world through those attachments, and therefore try to move it in a way against someone else's attachments. Because a lot of times the things we want are in the possession of others. So he's now going to lament what he's done based on the false ego. And by admitting it and accepting it and feeling the pain of it, he will get purified. Apyanatam vane brahmam masma dantyapakam vika shantam sayanam shuditam Parilana Mukambujam. My dear Brahman, the face of my son was just like a lotus flower. I'm thinking of his precarious condition. He is unprotected. He might be very hungry. He might have lain down somewhere in the forest, and wolves might have attacked him to eat his body. So a lot of times the consequences of your attachments go way beyond what you think they'll be. You insult someone and then they leave. You didn't want them to leave, you just wanted to vent your anger, or whatever the case is. But attachments, they have consequences. And now, in this mood, once there is regret, then there can be rectification. Aho me bata duratyam duratmyam stri jistayo padarya yonkam prenari konshantam Nyayanantam. Asatama. Alas, just see how I was conquered by my wife. Just imagine my cruelty. Out of love and affection, the boy was trying to get up on my lap, but I did not receive him, nor did I even pat him for a moment. Just imagine how hard-hearted I am. So, attachment controls you. One is controlled by one's desires. So if our desires are, if we're attached to something else someone has, that person can control us. That's why a Brahmin never would accept employment. Because if he's working for money and he becomes attached to that money, why a Brahmin has to be detached, then he can't speak the truth. I was just reading something, even this morning, about that. It's just like politicians. They're attached to getting an office. And therefore, they'll often say not what they believe, they'll say what they have to do to get elected. So they'll support positions that are immoral or detrimental. It's very, very rare there's a true leader who will stick to the truth. We were in India, and the government wanted to stop the black market. So they gave people like a day, about 3 days' notice to turn in your 500 rupee notes, because they're not going to be that, they won't be worth it anymore. It threw the whole country into turmoil. People had to wait long lines to get online, and all the opposing politicians were, telling stories how people died online, and not online means like online computer, online to banks. And it was really for foreigners, it was just so difficult. You were scrounging where you can get some money. There's no money in the country. It's no longer valuable. And if you wanted to turn it in, there was almost like a limit of a small limit what you can do. But the people appreciated actually the honesty, that actually it was a good policy to stop the black market of the rich people who rip off the country and don't pay taxes and don't do this and don't do that. And, the next election, he was astoundingly, successful. I don't know if you could say, but honesty is the best policy. But the compromise, I always gave the example, if you're lazy and you're attached to getting a rickshaw, then that rickshaw driver can charge you as much money as you want. And you'll take the rickshaw. But if you're detached and you're willing to walk, you'll see how the price will go down. So it's like that with anything. And, of course, men are attached to beautiful women. And to the degree that they're attached is the degree they'll be controlled by beautiful women. They'll be controlled by women in general. To the degree that they're attached, they'll be controlled. And then your decisions can be affected by another person's emotions rather than the correctness of what is right. And therefore, there has to be a class of people in society who are legitimately detached and therefore can't be controlled, and therefore can speak on behalf of God
because the truth is not always appreciated by the government or by others, etc. So now, this is going to be the result in all our lives. To the degree that we're controlled by our attachments. And of course, attachment to Guru, attachment to Krishna, you're attached to the truth. So that's another way where you can follow the truth. As long as you're attached to someone whose emotions are not representing the truth, but are representing their own interests, you're going to be compromised. Narada Uvacha Mama Sucha Svatanayam Deva Guptam Vishampate Tatpavabam Abhigyaya Abhigyaya Pravante Yajashojagat. The great sage Narada replied, "My dear king, please do not be aggrieved about your son. He is well protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although you have no actual information of his influence, his reputation is already spread all around the world." Purport. Sometimes when we hear that great sages and devotees go to the forest and engage themselves in devotional service and meditation, we become surprised. How can anyone live in the forest and not be taken care of by anyone? But the answer given by a great authority, Narada Muni, is that such persons are well protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sharanagati, or surrender, means acceptance or firm belief that wherever the surrendered soul lives, he is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is never alone or unprotected. Juv Maharaj's affectionate father thought that the young boy, only 5 years old, to be in a very precarious position in the jungle. But Narada assured him, "You do not have sufficient information about the influence of your son. Anyone engages in devotional service anywhere within this universe is never unprotected." That's a fact. There is a God. And when you take shelter, he gives shelter. An ordinary person gives shelter, so why should God not give shelter? Of course, he's independent. He can do whatever he wants. But he's controlled by the love of his devotees at the same time. Sometimes we may not understand what God is doing and how it's beneficial for us. One of the symptoms of Sharanagati, one of the symptoms of faith, one of the symptoms of faith is that when you take shelter of God, he will do what's best. And we have to learn that lesson. We have to learn that lesson, because otherwise, how will we understand death with realization that this is best, that God is benedicting me by taking me now, whether it's young or whether it's old? If you're old, at least you have, if you're young, you have your life to learn this lesson. And you'll learn this lesson when you surrender to God and have a frame of reference in your life, how the things that happened to you actually brought you closer to God. But if you don't come closer to God yourself, and you don't understand that benefit, you'll never understand what God's doing to you and why. Because you haven't learned the lesson, so you haven't got the fruit. Haven't learned the lesson yet. So this life. A sannyas is supposed to be that. You travel, you preach, you depend on God, and you see how he protects you. Well, modern-day sannyasis have to travel and preach and take risks for Krishna. Take risks for Krishna. One second. So what do you want to do? You want to go in or you'll sit here for 10 minutes? Okay. Okay, we're going to have to go, so we'll probably do one or two more verses, though. Sudishkaram kama kritpa lokavalayapa api prabhu asyat yat shirito rajan yasho vipulayantava. My dear king, your son is very competent. He will perform activities which would be impossible even for the great kings and sages. Very soon, he will complete his task and come back home. You should know he will also spread your reputation all over the world. Purport. Because who knows Uttanapad? But Dhruva, we know. Because we know Dhruva, we know Uttanapad. Here in this verse, Narada Muni has described Dhruva Maharaj as Prabhu. The word is applicable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes the spiritual master is addressed as Prabhupada. Prabhu means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Pada means post. According to Vaishnava philosophy, the spiritual master occupies the post of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, he is the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord. We have an extra class here. Dhruva Maharaj is also described here as Prabhu because he is an acharya of the Vaishnava school. Another meaning of Prabhu is master of the senses, just like the word Swami. Another significant word is Sudishkara, very difficult to perform. What was the task that Dhruva Maharaj undertook? The most difficult task in life is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Dhruva Maharaj would be able to do that. Yeah, how, you know. What can you get for a man who has everything? The most difficult task is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but what he becomes satisfied with is love. And to get that love, and to satisfy God by love, the love that God wants, we have to become purified in heart. Because that love is intense love. It's love that's not divided. It's love that's reflected on everyone but not divided. It's watering the root of the tree. It benefits everything. So loving God is loving everyone, and it should reflect in that consciousness. Someone who loves God cannot be sectarian. He will love everyone. He may have his convictions of the power of his path, the efficacy of his path, but he'll love everyone. He may deal with them differently, but he'll certainly appreciate people who love God. Maitre Uvacha Iti Devarshina Proktam Vishuta Jagati Pati Vaja Lakshmin Adadvitya Putram Eva Vachintaya. The great Maitreya continued. The king, Uttanapad, after being advised by Narada Muni, practically gave up all duties in relation with his kingdom, which was very vast and wide, uplift like the goddess of fortune. He simply began to think of Dhruva. So now he was worried about his son, and that's all he could think of. Tatra bhi shikta payatas Tam Uposha Vivavarim Tamaita Payacharad Vishya Deshena Purusham. Elsewhere, Dhruva Maharaj, having arrived at Madhuvan, took his bath in the river Jamuna and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. After that, as advised by the great sage Narada, he engaged himself in worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll probably do this next week. It's going to be like a stay tuned, don't miss it. But Dhruva Maharaj's austerities are quite profound. And in fact, it's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear this lila. He used to hear this lila along with Prahlad from Gadadhar Pandit and Tota Gopinath. He used to hear this lila. Because he would meditate on the determination required to be successful in spiritual life. Purport, the significance of this particular verse is that Dhruva Maharaj acted exactly according to the advice of his spiritual master, the great sage Narada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also advises we want to be successful in our attempt to go back to Godhead. We must very seriously act according to the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the way of perfection. There need be no anxiety over attaining perfection, because if one follows the instructions given by the spiritual master, he is sure to attain perfection. Our only concern should be how to execute the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is expert in giving special instructions to each of his disciples. The disciples execute the order of the spiritual master. This is the way of his perfection of life. And the verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Uvasayati Ka Buddhi, a.k.a. Haku Nandana. Uvasayatnika, you should be resolute in determination. And bhakti has required that. Dhruva did that. And Prabhupada. And in the purport to that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that means one should be 100% faithful to the order of the spiritual master. And Prabhupada credits that with his success, his chastity. And that's the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. I'm going to have to go to the initiation. Would anybody like to say hello? Was anybody listening to this lecture?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah. Hi, Bo. Okay. It's not starting.
Hi, Krishna
right
Maharaj.
Now, yeah.
Malati.
Ma, I was just thinking of Malati. When will I see you? Maybe Vyas Puja?
I will definitely be there, and I hope to see you earlier. I'm trying to coordinate schedules.
Okay, great. Maybe next week. I really have some time. Send me a message. We'll talk on the phone, okay?
I will. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, then I'm going to end for now. Bunch of couple to edition.